Hi, my name is Scott Dahl. Welcome again to another in my series of podcasts. This is number 9. What I want to do today is I want to take a look at this incredibly powerful rally that we're seeing in the equity market and to take a look underneath the hood and see if it has the possibility or the probability of continuing. Up is a chart of the S&P 500. This is a daily chart. You can again see the dates along the bottom. So you've got, here's 2023, part of 2024. It even goes back further. But the market bottomed in October of last year, and it has gone straight up. You can see here's October, and here's the start of the year, January. It barely flinched and continued higher. Is this going to continue? Well, there's two concerns about this market, this S&P 500 index, as a representation of the market. The number one concern is the S&P 500 is what's called cap-weighted or market cap-weighted, or you could even say market capitalization-weighted. What does that mean? That means that the larger size companies, they carry more weight because they're bigger. So the concern with this rally has always been that there are a small number of stocks, 7 to be in particular, one is really driving this market, that there's a very small number of stocks that are pulling this market higher. And that could be construed, that should be construed as a negative, because in order for a trend to continue, particularly one that's this strong, you need to have all the stocks going higher or a very big majority of the stocks going higher, not just a small few. That's been the first concern. The second concern for me as a technical analyst is the parabolic move. So here's October again, and you can see that this price move from October has been straight up. That's what's called a parabolic rally. Those are unsustainable. So you know somewhere along the way, you're going to see a correction to this. And the higher it goes in this straight up parabolic fashion, probably the bigger the correction is going to be. That's what we've experienced in the past. So when's this correction going to come? Well, you can go all the way back to 1946. There's been 84 corrections and 84 declines of 5 to 10%. So that works out to about one a year. So when is it going to come? I don't know. Are we going to have one? Probably. We usually have corrections every year. And what is a correction? So a correction is a distribution of the shares. And what I mean by that is when you have a correction, what happens is it's a selling that sort of perpetuates on itself, and the money moves from the weak hands to the strong hands. And what I mean by that is the people that hold the stocks that don't have perhaps the financial wherewithal or the intestinal fortitude to stay in, they do the selling, and then what I guess you could call the smart money, the institutions, they'll come in and they plan to hold, and they'll come in and they'll start buying those bargains, and that stops the sell off and then starts up. Starts a new rally as they continue to add to the positions, and then the weak hands come back in and they push it higher. So I hope you understand that's what creates these valleys and then the higher peaks. That is a correction, and you have to have these. And Charles Dow once said that these sell offs, these corrections, are like the pressure valve on a steam boiler, where you can only go up so high, and then you need to release the steam. So the pressure can build back up again, the steam boiler, and move higher. And that's a pretty accurate representation of what a correction is. You go down, you base, and then it allows you to continue to go higher in price. So we've got a correction coming. Again, we just don't know when. The typical pattern in a fourth year of the presidential election cycle, the election year, which is what we're in, you will typically see a rally at the beginning of the year, then a sell-off in March, it bases in April, and then it starts a slow, steady climb until the end of the year where we have a significant rally, and that's regardless of who gets into office. So are we going to see a similar pattern to what we've seen in the past this year? It's hard to say, but those would certainly be the probabilities, because that's recorded history. So let's take a look at another index right now. So what you have up on the screen now is you have the S&P 500, but it's different. It's the S&P 500 equal weight. So 6 or 7 stocks aren't representing the majority of this price move. Each and every stock in this particular index is weighted equally. So even the smaller companies have the same weighting as the larger companies in this index. So why is this important? Well, you can see that it's broken out to new highs. These are new all-time highs. So that would indicate to me that more than just these 7 stocks are starting to go move higher. So we're seeing more stocks that are participating in the up move. Now what I want to do is I want to move down the cap scale. What do I mean by that? Well, we've been talking about the S&P 500 and the S&P Equal Weight 500. Those are what's called large cap stocks. They're large companies. Now let's take a look at the mid-sized companies, because we need the mid-sized companies going higher. We need the small-sized companies going higher in order to have this broad-based rally in the market. So what you see now is you see a chart of mid-sized companies, and they have broken out. They're moving higher along with all the other stocks. But again, this is a parabolic move, which should feel a correction. Let's take a look at small company stocks. So what you see up on the screen now is you see a chart of small company stocks, and it's pretty much the same pattern. Now, it's not going to new highs. Actually, it's a ways away from its new highs, but you can see that it's broken a significant downtrend, and it appears to be going higher. So we've got large company stocks that are moving higher, broad-based. We've got mid-company stocks. We've got small company stocks. This would indicate to me that we are now entering into a period where we've got broad participation. If you have broad participation, then yes, the probability is that this move is sustainable. Notwithstanding a correction, we're due for one, but this move is sustainable on a longer-term basis. Let's look at one more thing that I like to talk about each and every time, and that's breadth. So here's a chart of the New York Stock Exchange. You've seen this in the past couple presentations. It moving to new highs, and these are new all-time highs. So you've got new all-time highs in the New York Stock Exchange. Well, let's take a look at the internals of this. Let's take a look at breadth. You've seen this one before. This is the breadth of the New York Stock Exchange. Well, it's broken out to new highs, and it is in a strong uptrend. So that would indicate to me that there is increasing participation in the stocks of the New York Stock Exchange. So what do we have? We've got the S&P 500 making new all-time highs. We've got the S&P 500 Equal Weight making new all-time highs. We've got the mid-cap stocks that are in an uptrend that are looking strong. We've got small cap stocks that have broken out to an uptrend. And then we've also got broadening breadth or more participation if you look at the internals of the New York Stock Exchange. So everything points to the fact that the market is broadening out. We've got a correction coming, but we should continue higher. This is a strong structural bull market that we're in. So with all that said, give me a call if you have any questions, 949-497-6366, dollcapitaladvisors.com. It's scott@dollcapitaladvisors.com. Be more than happy to discuss this with you. And again, thank you for listening.